Welcome to the Impactful Engineer Project. I'm Steve Maxey, and with my co-host and brother Jake, we are here to bring you guidance, fresh ideas, and the tools to help you become an impactful engineer. Today on The Impactful Engineer, I am here with my brother Jake for an authentic conversation around engineering and personal development. Our goal is to create an environment for career excellence targeted toward engineering professionals. We believe that being open about what we've learned in our own careers will benefit others in their unique journey of engineering. Ultimately, we want people to have fulfilled careers and be inspired to become the best versions of themselves.
All right, this episode is our Steve and Jake episode, which is our typical episode where we get together, introduce a topic that we think is relevant, and get the conversation going and inspire some action from you guys and from ourselves, usually. This will be based on something you can deploy in your daily career, and it often includes a mindset shift that we invite you to consider moving forward because we know the power behind those changes.
Occasionally, we will have some quick solo episodes. We call those Wednesday Wisdom, and we've actually recorded a couple of those recently, so be on the lookout for those. And those are typically about 10 minutes or so where one of us has an idea that we just want to get off our chest and help you guys grow as young engineers. This is typically around a mindset strategy or a tactic around making yourself better or others around you increase their potential.
And our third episode type will be one with a guest. So Steve and I will bring on a guest that has a particular expertise or an experience that they could share with us and the community that will give you some insight into how to apply that into your career. And usually, again, it's around a mindset, sometimes a tactical, strategic action plan as well. But we like to bring diverse, wide-ranging opinions, experiences, and expertise because Steve and I cannot share everything with you guys. We think we can, but we do not know it all. And so we need the help of the community to bring the best out of all of us. So these episodes are a lot of fun. They're packed with useful and thought-provoking information, and you usually get some good gold nuggets out of them to apply to your career.
Yeah, I really enjoyed that last one. That was an amazing episode. So go back and check out the one that has Goose on.
Yeah, man.
It was very impactful.
That was awesome. And it's really close to me. I feel like we have, you know, very, very similar tendencies and things that we've worked through throughout our career and our personal development journey. So yeah, it was a cool one.
Yeah. So Jake, how's it going, man? We haven't talked much this week.
Yeah, we've just been dark. We've just been head down, getting stuff done. This was a pretty good week for me. I know I took on a lot of stuff, but I was able to get a lot of it done pretty efficiently, and mainly thanks to some new AI tools that we're using, which is super helpful because I am not someone who edits video. I have no idea how to do that. I can use that program that we picked up to just, you know, relocate and copy and delete text, and it creates clips for me. So that's cool. So yeah, leveraging that AI to get stuff done.
Yeah, that's awesome. And that kind of brings us to our topic today, right? So I'll start out with, you know, it, kind of what spurred the topic idea is hearing that old saying, you know, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. You know, we've all heard that from our parents or our grandparents, etc. And, you know, I think it comes from the mentality of like, you know, why should I change something if it's already working, you know? Another way of saying the same thing is, well, that's how we've always done it. You know, so why change it? Why try to improve? You know, so I know you and I've talked a lot about this before. So I wanted to go into why everyone needs to just take those thoughts and phrases and eliminate them from their mindset.
Yeah. Yeah. And that this is just an old carryover, I think, from, you know, when things didn't move so fast. But taking, you know, for me, when we talked about it, Steve, and we've talked about it a lot over the years, it's from me, it's really just a mindset change to accept that will, you know, increase your ability to do your job. It'll increase your value, your career will soar. You'll have opportunities to make things better, to do things quicker, to train. For me, it's just, you got to get over the fact that things are constantly changing. And if you don't keep up with them and try to think of new ways to do things and stuff like that, you're going to fall behind. So like, for me, that's where it comes from. So growth. So, and personally, it can really hinder your ability, like as a human too, to grow. There's so many different ways of doing things and improvements you can make that if you take on the mindset of if it ain't broke, don't fix it, you could leave a lot on the table, like in the form of making more money, getting more things done, having a higher impact, being happier, believe it or not. Adapting to change and adopting a mindset of growth just leads you down so many places that can be beneficial to you. So that's my perspective.
And I think, you know, everyone needs to understand that as new engineers come into the workforce, you know, coming out of school, they're going to be up to speed coming out of all the new technologies, all the new ways of doing things. And so they're going to be at an advantage there. You know, yeah, yes, they don't have the experience that you may have. But if you do not keep up with current technologies and current processes and ways of doing things, you're going to start falling behind and then be overtaken by some of these more aggressive and up to speed type engineers.
Yeah, man. So at my level, I guess I'm at 10 years, maybe coming up on 11. I can't really remember how long I've been here, Steven. But I find that it's like really beneficial to ask the younger generation, of course, how they do things. Like even using the software. I mean, they grew up in a completely different path than you did when you were a kid, with varying technology differences. They spent a lot of time doing things that maybe you didn't do, and vice versa. And so when I ask simple things, even like, hey, Bluebeam, this program that we use a lot in my job to mark things up, to communicate ideas with other team members, all, you know, good jabber. And it's like you could just have a quick meeting with the new staff that come in, and they know so many things, like little shortcuts and like, oh, do you know you could do this, and this makes this look better, and like you could create these tools and do all these things, and you can do the same way. You know, it's like, oh, I learned how to do it this way, and so, but you've tapped like 5% of it, right? So that's a great example. It's like, hey, it ain't broke. I mean, I can communicate over Bluebeam like pretty good, but when I look for the changes and I ask and I go, hey, how do you do this? What could be better with this? I always pick something up and I go, holy shit, I'm going to get this done so quick now. And I can do these things. And man, there's this communication friction between what you're trying to do and the person receiving it. And it's awesome. So like, yeah, I'm always trying to fix things that aren't broken.
Yeah. I mean, AI is a perfect example, right? I mean, you started out the episode with that. It's a tool that, you know, some of the newer engineers are a lot more proficient than we are, but we've looked into it and we're like, hey, this could solve a lot of bottlenecks for us on, you know, not only our day jobs, but also with the podcast itself. Let's go ahead and start learning this and start getting around some of these hurdles so we can do the other stuff that we really enjoy more effectively. So coming around to the other perspective, if you're jumping into an organization, you just got out of school, or say you're 3 years experience. So you have some experience, but you're very in tune with newer ways of doing things. And you join a company that says a lot of that, well, that's the way we've always done it. And you just see a plethora of opportunities to improve the process. So how do you actually promote that change? And how do you get around that resistance and mindset that you will encounter? And believe me, everyone will encounter that mindset. Everyone. So what are some things that someone can do to combat that?
Well, I'll tell you what not to do. Like, don't come in like I did and be like, look, listen, we're doing things a certain way. The way you're doing it is stupid. And then, you know, create a whole mess for yourself. Don't do that. Learn from my mistake there. That was fun. And I would also say coming into a company that's well established. So if you've got a company that's 20, 30 years old, more, you know, just realize you're not going to come in and just start changing everything. Temper your expectation there, because you just can't unless you come in at a super high level and you get to run the whole show. Or if you jump into a company that's like a startup, you know, is just getting off the ground, then maybe you can create those really fast, high impact changes quickly. But let's say you're in a company that's been around for a while, you're like, you're not going to be able to do that. So the one way to do something positive and have an impact is to just make you and the team that you work with or the people closest to you more efficient in fixing things, right? So you just, you know, you've got someone that's really close to you. Maybe it's a direct report or your supervisor or someone that, you know, you collaborate with a lot, and you just start introduced to doing them and doing them and doing them, and they start picking up on it. And then the people closest to you will be like, oh, I'm going to try that. They're going to be less resistant than the people further away. And then you just, as your team grows, as you propagate a mindset of fixing things that ain't broke and doing things better and being adaptable, then you'll start showing people around you like how well you're doing at it. So it's the stuff that we've talked about before. So just focus small, will spread, because team members change positions. Someone that you worked with for 2 years and you've been doing these exercises with and learning new things will move different department, or they'll move up, they'll get promoted. So when they take those things from where they were to their new location in the company, then they'll do that as well. And then you'll go over here, or someone will replace it. So then over a few years, you got to be patient with this, but then it'll start growing and spreading, right? I would say that's the best long-term way. It brings you the most happiness right away too, because you're not trying to change everything and being frustrated by people going, who are you? And I don't care.
Yeah. And I think on a more granular, specific level, if you have just say one process that you think is going to make a project more efficient, you could ask for a upcoming project that's coming down the pipeline that is maybe a little bit lower risk, right? If it fails, it's not going to, you know, put the company underwater. You say, hey, can I implement this new process? I learned it over here. I think it's going to be really efficient. It's going to save us time, save us money, et cetera, or make us more money. Can I implement this process into this project as a pilot program and then showcase the value that it has and this delta of savings or you know, increase in money? And then if it's successful and everyone's bought in, then we can start rolling it out across all of the new projects coming down the pipe. And I think you'll get a lot more open-mindedness there and acceptance, and you will not trigger all those defense mechanisms when you just want to come in and blanket roll everything.
Yeah, I like that. Maybe more risk for the person though, which is cool. I like taking risks. So you could say like, hey, I'm going to do this thing on purpose for this project. I think it's low risk for the company, but then you're going to get some eyeballs on you. I like that. That's cool. I think that might speed up some things in your career if you can do it that way. Because then people know that you're trying this new thing and they'll be looking at it. Or maybe they won't, but hey, I like that idea. Let's do it. I'm going to do it.
Yeah, I'm trying to do it myself. So we'll compare notes and see how it goes. You know, I mean, I'm in an organization that's
sounds good.
Yeah, I'm in a company that is 167 years old or something like that. So, you know, the good thing is that they are open to areas where they can aggressively improve. So I do have that going for me, but you know, there's still some risk mitigation that needs to be in place because they've been so effective for so long, and you know, they continually grow. We still need to be cautious on anything that is drastically different. So that pilot program concept is still effective.
Yeah, and I guess we should point out that, you know, it's probably obvious, but that has a play into all this that we're talking about. Like you're saying, Steve, your company sounds huge, right? So probably a few more hits here and there without even noticing it, right? So try a bunch of new stuff.
Yeah. And I think just find an area that is grossly underperforming, right? Even if it's been working. And then propose that a small change that you feel that will have a high value impact and implement it on something small if you're able to. I think that's a good way to do it.
So how do you find it?
Usually it's when you hear a lot of other people complaining about, oh, this is holding us up. You know, that's usually a good sign that something isn't quite working as efficiently as it should be.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, I've been waiting on this thing, you know, say it's a drawing package or, you know, this approval process or whatever it is. I've been waiting for this thing for 2 months and the project's stuck in limbo. I'm exaggerating a little bit because 2 months would be a much bigger problem. But, you know, you'll come across those as you go through the process of every project. So note them down and see what happens more often. You know, what is more consistently a bottleneck in whatever process that you're involved with, and attack there first. You know, if you can alleviate that largest bottleneck with one small change, then you're going to open up that door to be asked to find other areas of improvement.
Yeah, and that's a good question that you can ask anyone. Hey, what gets in your way to finishing your job? People are always really close to having that answer. They're always thinking about how things are in their way, you know?
Yes. So,
yeah, go collect some data. Ask a bunch of people, what's in your way? And then, you know, you don't have to take action on it immediately. You're just asking just to get the lay of the land. Like, and you could play it like, I'm wondering what gets in your way because I want to be able to see it coming in my way too, and just make sure that I know what the big hurdles are normally. And then you can keep track of them. Yeah.
Cool.
Any other way to kind of figure it out? I mean, you can feel it, right? Because you're looking around and people are pretty open, like about what annoys them or is in their way. Not our community, because our community is going to be full of badass engineers. But most people just throw their complaints out, right? They just throw it like, this sucks about this. But as soon as somebody would say, I want you to go deeper and I want you to come up with some action items and report back to me. And then they go hold out for work to do, and then they kind of don't do it. And they go, well, you know, it's not that big of a problem. So, but for us, we can push past that and we can come up with the ideas. So if you have a good leader, our CEO does this all the time. Okay. Heard on the problem. What are some solutions? Oh, okay. Well, here's some solutions. Okay, great. It sounds like we're on a good track with this. I want you to report back to me with your progress in a couple of weeks. And then we're going to take it from there and we're going to really get this going. And then you go, okay, cool. You know, so you find a good leader like that, that will hear you and then help you do the work to solve it. Like they don't have to solve it. Right.
Yeah.
So if you find somebody like that, dive into it and start figuring out how to make the process better.
Absolutely. And usually the ones who are in the weeds, seeing that process every day, are going to be the best equipped to find the solution anyways. And, you know, and that's why a good leader will leverage that resource and not try to solve all the problems themselves. Because usually the individual contributors have the best eyes on the problem. So, awesome. Well, I think that wraps it up. So before we sign off, we do have a newsletter that comes out every week, which reinforces the why, the how, and the action to take involving some of the highest impact activities you could be doing to boost your career and confidence in it. You can sign up for that by heading over to impactfulengineer.com. And if you want us to answer a question about any of the topics we cover, or you're facing a unique challenge and could use some guidance, please reach out to us on LinkedIn directly. That is Jake Maxey or Stephen Maxey, directly on LinkedIn. Send us a message there, or you can message us directly at our email at questions@impactfulengineer.com.